Chinese President Xi Jinping says more efforts are needed to promote the deep integration of reform and development. He made the remarks while presiding over a meeting of the Central Committee for Deepening Overall Reform. He says China's development will enter a new stage during the 14th five-year plan period, and the country's reforms are at a new juncture. The country's new five-year plan runs from next year through 2025. The meeting stressed efforts to optimize the structure of the state-owned economy and intensify its competitiveness, innovation capacity, and capability of resisting risk. An official statement says the country should consolidate the delisting policy for listed companies and crack down on illegal securities activities as crucial measures for comprehensively deepening reform of the capital market. China will hold a two-day forum on internet development in Mujian this month. The event on November 23rd and 24th will invite scholars and guests from foreign government departments, international organizations, and companies. It will focus on new trends in cyberspace development, including science-based measures against the COVID-19 pandemic. Other issues such as international norms in cyberspace and artificial intelligence will also be discussed. China's unveiled a development plan for its new energy vehicle industry in the coming 15 years. The plan aims to accelerate the country into an automotive powerhouse. The plan listed five tasks, such as improving technology innovation capacity, building new type industry ecosystems, and advancing industrial integration and development. The specific targets include raising the proportion of new NEVs in the sales of new vehicles to 20% by 2025. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Monday reported 80,000 average daily COVID-19 cases in the country, a new record of average daily cases since the onset of the pandemic. The seven-day average daily cases and deaths have been on the rise since late September. The figures stood at 80,800 for cases and 826 deaths, respectively, as of Monday. A tally by Johns Hopkins University shows that the United States has recorded more than 9.2 million confirmed COVID-19 cases and over 231,000 deaths as of Monday afternoon. Businesses have been boarded up across the United States as Americans anticipate possible unrest related to the 2020 U.S. election. In New York, workers put up boards at national chain stores and other smaller shops in Times Square on Monday. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio called for people to conduct themselves peacefully in the city.
So we are in an unprecedented time. There's a reason people are so worried. But I want folks to know this city is prepared. I want folks to know that for those who want to express themselves about the results, the way to do that is peacefully. That will always be honored.
The sale of weapons has also gone up in some parts of the country as people brace themselves for possible riots after Election Day. An attack by a gunman in Vienna has left at least one person dead and several others wounded. One attacker has been killed in what security officials are calling a terror attack. Police in the Austrian capital say several shots were fired shortly after 8 p.m. in the street in the city center and that there were six different shooting locations. Austria's top security official says authorities believe there were several gunmen involved and that a police operation is still ongoing. The United Nations and the Philippines government are assessing damage caused by Typhoon Goni. At least 16 people are reported dead after Goni made landfall in the eastern region of the Philippines on Sunday. Extensive flooding damaged homes and infrastructure in two provinces, leaving residents without electricity. Humanitarians from the United Nations are ready to support national search and rescue operations. The typhoon, the strongest tropical cyclone this year, is now moving towards central Vietnam.